Hey, this is Carrie Jones, and with me today is Taylor Ann Wright for our bonus episode of Dogs Are Smarter Than People. And it's an interview. It's author to author, or author to editor, or author to writing coach, or just human to human, honestly. And Taylor Ann Wright, I am so excited to have you here today. Thank you so much for being here and putting up with
Yes.
me
Oh
and
my
just
gosh.
Existing in my world now.
I
I'm so
know.
lucky because I got to meet Taylor Ann Wright this year, right? It was all
Yes.
within, and you quickly, maybe not to you, put out a really cool book called Venture
Oh.
Below. Are you excited about it?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Yes,
Well,
it's amazing.
congratulations. Well,
Yes.
do you want to tell everyone what it's about, or is that like a hard
Yes.
thing for you? Some
It's
authors have
always
a
a
really
hard
hard
thing.
time. Yeah.
It's always a hard thing for me because it's full of so much that
Yeah.
happens. So I'm like, how do you cover so many things in like two sentences, really?
Yeah,
But
you can't believe.
basically, it's about this princess who her father, the king, is murdered. And nobody knows why. It's super mysterious. And so she kind of goes on this journey to figure out who did it, why they did it. And when she's on this journey, she ends up losing all of her memories and doesn't even know why she left and ends up meeting this guy named Leo. I love him so much.
Love
And
him too.
he's my favorite. And so he just kind of helps try to figure that out with her and try to figure out who she was before. And they kind of put the pieces together, and a lot of crazy stuff happens in the meantime.
Yeah. It's super adventurous. Like, there's so much adventure going on in there. And both the characters have such strong wants. Like, they
Yes.
have really big motivations and yearnings. You know what I mean? And,
Huge.
like, was that hard for you to build in?
It was at first, I had a very hard time
Yeah.
kind of
Do you
like
have,
building up to
like,
it.
oh no, you're breaking up, Taylor.
Are you breaking it? Am I
Oh, you're
breaking it?
breaking up a little bit.
You got a
I
little
think you're breaking
pixelated.
up.
Can you see
Oh no,
me?
we're both pixelated.
That's what I
I
was
can
gonna
see
say.
you. But now
Okay,
your
but
eyebrows are
are
just
we
up and
okay?
you're frozen.
Now you're frozen
We're
with your
okay.
eyebrows
I think
up.
we're okay. So,
I'm like afraid to move. I'm like, yeah.
right, so I know in the same way. I feel like maybe an evil queen has possibly infiltrated our podcast attempt.
She definitely could have.
Am I good now for
Yeah,
you?
you're good. Yeah, you're not pixely. You're not pixely at all.
Okay, so tell me, when you're trying to create Leo, did he just come out like fully born, or did you have to work on him? Because he's so exciting. Like, he's such
What a
a cool
man.
character.
And I, man, there's so much I like want to say that I can't say about Leo. He is so, there's so much to Leo, like as a character, and just especially in the overarch of this whole series, not even just in this book, that I'm so, I think that's the thing I'm most excited for in the whole series is just his character development through the whole thing. And so I think initially when I wrote him, it was definitely like a process to discover like who he was, what is his desire, and then a lot of mysterious things I cannot say for like the second or third books, but that just
Yeah.
make his
Oh,
motives and
all
his
right.
desires so good.
Yeah. And he's I'm trying to figure out how to talk about it without spoiling,
Yeah,
but
I
he
know.
has such a self-sacrificing aspect to his character that you might not really, you know, like a Han Solo from Star Wars. You're like, "Oh." And then you're like, oh, he doesn't necessarily, oh, he's such a good guy. Like, there's that switch when you're witnessing him do things that is so magical. It makes him feel so real. Was that hard for you to put in there, or is it just
I think I wouldn't say it was like hard to. I mean, I wanted him to feel real and like have that contrast of like, he's a human, you know, so he's gonna have these intentions of like self-preservation and wanting like to make sure he was okay, but then, you know, things happen. I'm not saying anything, just read it. No. But it's like you really get to know him and you're like, wow, like this dude is a real man, you know. So I love him.
He the themes in your book, from what I know about you, which isn't enough, but I don't want to be a stalker.
Oh my gosh.
The themes in your book, you work in a church, right?
Yeah.
And the themes in your book seem to have like that very beautiful aspect of good. I mean, obviously good and evil, but also like that bigger part of like how to be a good and kind person through your actions and your choices that aren't necessarily always easy.
I love that.
Was that conscious? Or did that just come out from your heart?
I'd say that was conscious and probably definitely just a part of like who I am and like what I believe as like being a person and, you know, trying to rise above like when somebody's literally trying to kill you and even not literally, but I mean, just showing that, you know, you can persevere and overcome, you know, no matter what situations are going on, you know?
And that's so gorgeous. Like that really comes through in this first book of this series.
Yeah.
Sadly, I haven't read all of the books yet.
They're not there
really
yet.
Fast now.
Yeah.
You have to write like boom out.
It's true.
But although to be addicted to anything, I think being addicted to a book series is probably one of the better things.
Yes.
Yeah. But speaking about that, like, were there any series or books that were super pivotal for you that as a child or as a grown-up that made you think, oh, I want to be a writer?
Definitely. I love reading. I've loved reading since I was a kid. And I mean, I have like a ton of books on my bookshelf, but I mean, really, I started writing when I was like seven, like six or seven. Yeah. Like I wrote my first short story at seven. Like I had full character, full world building. Like I had photo. I was like, oh my God. And I didn't think anything of it. Like I wanted to have a book. I never thought of that. I just enjoyed doing it. And my mom just shouts it from the rooftops how proud she was when I was a kid. And so, I mean, I started writing at such a young age. And then in eighth grade, I actually wrote the first like concept of this story, like when I was in eighth grade.
That's amazing.
And it was a totally different, like same basic characters. Some of them are even still named the same thing they were in eighth grade for me, which was so long ago. I'm 26 now, so I don't even, a long time. But so,
that's so cool.
I had like written it and I found a copy like a couple of years ago and it's trash. It's horrible because I was in eighth grade. And so I'm like, I don't know how to write. I didn't know. But the plot was so solid. And I was like, I can do something with this. So I decided to rewrite it. And, you know, I wrote that in eighth grade. And then as I went on, I just would write little short stories or little like beginnings of books. And then my senior year of high school, I did NaNoWriMo.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually wrote what will be the second book in the series during that.
Whoa.
But I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to be the second book. And so I wrote like a totally separate everything. And then when I had made the decision to rewrite the book I wrote in eighth grade, I reread the senior one and I was like, this could be a series. I was like, this could actually bridge together and like tweak a couple things and it's perfect. So it's mind blowing to me how it's basically been, it feels like it's been my whole life that I've worked on this story. So I'm very like invested and close to it for sure. So it's just really cool to see it all come together.
That's so lovely, actually.
Yeah.
And what I love about you, I mean, other than your story, is like when you talk about writing, you just glow. Like you're effervescent. Like, and a lot of writers hate writing, but you don't seem like the kind of writer who hates writing.
Oh my gosh, I love writing. It's what I would do all day, every, sometimes I hate it. I won't say I don't. There's times where it's the last thing I want to do. And I feel like I've been in that season right now because I feel that pressure to write the second book and it's not coming naturally. And so I'm like, I'll avoid anything. And what's crazy is I'm like, I don't want to lose that passion that I have. And I have this complete side story that I'm over the moon about. It's going so good, and it has nothing to do with the series, but it's like the story is flowing. And so at the same time, I'm like mad about it, but then I'm like, I don't want to stop writing. So I'm like, it's a give and take, and it's inspiring me to write the second book. So
yeah,
it's a process, but I do love writing more than anything in the world.
Do you have enough time to work on both of them at the same time? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I do a little bit of both. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. When I was in graduate school, people always laughed at me because they're like, how are you writing more than one project at the same time? And I was like, because I don't want to lose any.
I probably have four. Like, yeah, I'm not focusing on the other three, but like, I have those two that I'm really like wholly invested in. I'm thinking about all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, this character that's could awesome. Do this. And so I just love it. Yeah.
That's so great though. That's like the best feeling.
Yeah.
And the wonderful part about when you do more than one project at the same time is like, if you get a little blocked on one, you can hop on over to the other one and you're like, oh, I still got work done today. Working. Like,
yes. You're like, amazing. I'm still getting something done today. But yeah, sometimes it's rough.
Do you still have the stories from when you were little? Like from when you were
I don't have one. I don't have the one I wrote when I was seven. I remember it like it was like I could write it right now, but I don't. It was about like lions. I love lions, and I love lions since I was a kid. So it was about this like Native American girl who, like, her tribe wouldn't let her keep this lion that she had found in the forest, and so then she let it go, and then a pack of wolves came, and the lion showed up and saved it. It was a whole ordeal. I was like, what is going on? But I was inspired because we had read like The Hatchet or something in school.
Funny. Yeah.
So that inspired me. And then we read something else in school. So I think just reading and learning about writing, I like loved that. And I would read like picture books to my stuffed animals. I'm an only child, so I had like a lot of free time on my hands. I am an only child. So I would just like I would just like read to my stuffed animals, and I just always loved books. So
I did that too. I was an only child, but I was the youngest by like 14 and a half, 15 years. So kind I was the always same. Alone. Yeah. I was like, and I had all my stuffed animals, and we'd like hang out on the bed and I'd read them stories, or they'd in the stories. Yeah. Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that that writing has helped you in life in any way? Like, has
yes.
it?
Oh my gosh. How? For me, I feel
hard
like
question.
It is, but it's such a beautiful question at the same time, because I think about it often. And like, for me, it's two things. It's kind of like helped me view the world in a different way, like literally, like how I look at things and how I look at rooms, how I view like sounds and like how I smell. It just, I feel like it's given me a different like lens to look at the world in like a way I can appreciate it more, which I'm like, sometimes I hate it because you notice the bad things, but then sometimes you can really like appreciate like, wow, like there is so much beauty and value in the world. And then second, it's kind of a bad thing, but I take it for the positive. It's fine. But I don't want to say I view people as characters, but I feel like I can understand people better when you grasp that, like, there's not that much difference between a character and a human being, like, aside from the fact that one's fiction, one's not, or, you know, it could be nonfiction, but it's like, I view it and you can almost understand it better, because even good antagonists have positives and they have like things that you can have empathy towards. And I feel like you have to view everybody like that in a way and see like they have a whole story we don't know the answer to. And so you can kind of view them as that and being like, okay, I don't know their story, but I know they have one. And it just kind of makes it easier in dealing with like conflict or dealing with people that, you know, you don't really see eye to eye with. So it's really helped me a lot in life like that.
That's so true. Like, because when you are author, if you're a good
Here's
author.
My cat.
Oh, your cat's so cute. Oh, so cute. I'm sorry. I'm going to fangirl your cat. What's her name?
Tomato.
Oh my gosh. She's so
cute.
Yeah,
we rescued her when she was a kitten. She's like two now, but she's tiny.
Tomato. All writers should have a tomato cat.
Hi, Tomato. I knew she was going to do this. This is like That's her awesome. Chair. I was like, she's going to come sit on it.
Oh, no. That's the worst when you take the cat's chair.
Yeah, she's upset.
I think it's so true. Like, when you're a good author, you're also a good human a lot of the time. But you're also a good understander.
Yeah.
of humans, like you know that your characters have motivations and yearnings and backstories and subtext going on under the surface, and so right. you're like, oh yeah, so do people, and that's just right. a lovely way, you know, as you build empathy in your readers, it's mm-hmm. also building it in you, you know, and it's yeah. it's really cool that some of us are like you are like, oh yeah, it's helped me that way.
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah, I'm a studier of human nature.
Yes.
And I think it does help build understanding when you're mm-hmm. open to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking a little bit about what the scariest thing about being a writer is for you.
What the scariest thing?
Yeah, or releasing a book. You know, you just released this book and it's so cool. Was there anything scary about it?
I absolutely think so. So here's the thing. I'll spoil one thing. I kill people in this book. And I feel like for me, it was one of those things of like, I didn't want people to like see me. I know it's like lots of people die in lots of books, but yeah. I felt, and like there's different elements that I think I find very vulnerable in writing. And that's the scariest thing to me is when you mm-hmm. write, you're writing, every character is a part of you. Every scene you have some, you know, everything is like anchored in you when you're writing stuff. So I was like, it's very scary. And that's what I said, like the week it was coming out, I remember all my friends were like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting for you. Tomato, stop it. But all my friends were like, this is so exciting for you. Like, are you so pumped? And I'm like, yes and no. I'm like, I also want to vomit every day because it's like, so I have it right here. And it's like people like aww. Holding a whole world I built is like terrifying, but beautiful yeah. at the same time. And so I think that was the scariest thing for me because I love sharing it. Like, I mean, anybody who's got an ear that will listen, I'm like, oh my gosh, let me tell you the newest thing I wrote in the scene. And like, I love sharing that. So it wasn't necessarily like sharing my ideas or my writing. Like I love people reading it. And like, that was my favorite thing was like, my friends would read like the next chapter I wrote and be like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. I'm like, I know, it's so cool. And, but I think it was different when it's like, I can't see them face to face. Like I can't, you know, hear their thoughts. And I just yes. have to like see a star on Amazon. And I'm like, ah, like, oh my gosh, like this is so bad. Goodreads is so brutal. I'm like, I want to like block everything from Goodreads, man.
Yeah,
but they're like for real readers over there. But it's just one of those things that I've always viewed like, I don't know if this is a weird thing, but like my like skills or my talents, I also sing and I also can like play the piano and do a couple different things. And I always view it like separately than me. So it's like when I read something, I'm like, oh, look at what I wrote. It's not like mine. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I don't feel like I possess it, you know? And like, I'll look yeah. back at something and be like, I don't even remember writing that. Like, that was so good. But it's not like I did it. It's like my writing just did it. And I'm like, oh, that was so cool. So yeah. I love getting to re-experience all of that. And I don't know, it's just super cool, but it's also terrifying. It's really scary to share it.
It is a little scary, I think, mm-hmm. especially when you look at reviews, because yeah. writing is so subjective. There's like right. music and art and everything, you know, like yeah. some people will love Taylor Swift and some people think Taylor Swift is the worst. And
right.
some people, you know, couldn't live without her. And so it's like that for every author and every it's style. So true.
Like some but of my favorite so books hard. Have like low ratings and I'm like, that's my favorite book of all time. I'm like, that's yeah, crazy.
Exactly.
So it's so true. So true.
But it's so hard to remember when it's your own stuff. And yep. I love when you said that about how, you know, writing is communication between the author and the reader, and you know, mm-hmm. and then you let it go. You know, it's mm-hmm. this communication that doesn't have that immediate right. feedback normally, and that's terrifying. But what I love that you said, "Hi, tomato," is that once you read it, once it's gone, it's like, "Oh, did I write that?" Because I have never heard anybody say that except for me. And so
it's
I'm like,
okay.
oh. I'm like, I'm with someone else. There's someone else who has this too.
Yes. Because, yeah, like I forget. I really do. As soon as it's written, I have no idea what yeah. happened.
That's exactly how I am. Your cat's amazing.
She's really fun, I promise. What are you doing?
Tomato is awesome and probably should be featured in like the back of every book yes. and all your social
she's
media.
She's my spirit animal.
She's amazing. Oh my gosh. Before we go, I want to make sure that you have time to, you know, give a little shout out to anything that you want to give a shout out to. Like if there's social media you want people to check out or your book itself. And we'll have links in the podcast note and the blog so people can go and check it out.
For amazing. Real. Yeah. I love it. So I'm on, I have an Instagram for like an author account that's author Taylor Ann Wright. So that's the same as the name on the book. And then I also have a YouTube channel called Taylor Ann Wright. Yes. And it's my face. So I don't think you'll miss it. And then it should be though. It should be. I actually, fun fact, side note, I made a vlog about us adopting Tomato and it has over 19,000 views. I was like, that's so crazy. I was like, okay. I'm like, I have 100 views on other videos, but she's a star, I guess.
She is a star. Look at her. I mean,
she's goofy. A great cat. She is. And then the book is available on Amazon. And you can just search up Venture Below, but it's beautiful and it's real. And my friend did the cover and she absolutely killed it. So
I was going to ask about the cover because it's so gorgeous. Yes. Like,
I just love it so much. And I have the other two picked out too. And it's just, it's too beautiful. It's too much. So
you have a wicked talented friend to match your wicked talent. Like, that's amazing.
She's awesome. Yeah.
Wow. I want her to come do my covers. YouTube, Amazon, Instagram.
And then Facebook.
And Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is also author Taylor Ann Wright. I try to just keep it
simple.
Yeah, all the
same. Yeah, that's smart. That's so smart. But you're smart, Taylor Ann Wright.
Oh, so. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No pressure, but when do you think your next book is going to come out?
My goal is around the beginning of December. That's my goal. Really soon. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm super excited. Lots of people are asking and they're like, I need the second one. I'm like, me too. So
it's a cliffhanger. You gave quite the cliffhanger.
Oh, and the next one's going to be worse. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I know. And you're probably going to edit it. So you're going to see firsthand what I'm dealing with here is the writer. it's too much.
I just want to read it.
I tell my friends when they're reading everything, I'm like, the first book, you're going to have a lot of questions and you're going to bombard me. And then the second one, you're going to want to track me down to ask me these questions. And then the third one, I'm going to get death threats. So I'm super excited.
I had a series in which I killed off some characters. And believe me, people get attached. They get attached.
I know. I'm not looking for it. I'm not saying I'm going to kill anybody here. But it's going to be intense. So, but I do love that. And it's so cool, honestly. Like, when I saw you on Readzy, just as another side note. But I actually had seen your books many times in the library. And I remember seeing Need. And I always was like, oh my gosh, this book looks so freaking cool. And I always would grab it and I'd read a couple chapters and it would always stick out to me. Aww. And then when I saw your Readzy thing, I was like, there's no way this is the author. I was like, there is no way. Because I'd seen your books for years. And I was like,
you're making me feel old.
Not that many years. But I was like, that would be the coolest thing ever if I could know her. So this is such a surreal experience for me. So just thank you. And it's such an honor to be able to talk with you and share about my book, which is so, what a story.
It's an amazing book and it's so fun. And I can absolutely envision little you being a writer all the time. And I'm so glad we have that in common. I'm so glad we got to meet, not just in the editing writer world, but me in too. This world. And now in my head, we're friends. So
yes, you're yes, stuck totally with me, friends.
Even if you don't want to be. So.
I want to be. I love
Yay.
That.
Yay. Yay. We're new friends. All the links to Taylor Ann Wright's stuff, her social media and her books will be here on the podcast and Dogs Are Smarter Than People. And also on my blog, carriejonesbooks.blog. And I can't wait to talk to you again, Taylor.
Yes. Right. So good talking
Thanks
to you,
honey. Being here.
Of course. Yay.